Welcome back to Full Coverage, your favorite podcast. I'm here, Manny MUA.
And Laura Lee.
And we have Laura Lee drinking her Dr. Pepper. Dude, the video you uploaded, that was I love you.
I think Dr. Pepper. Said, I think you said my... What did you expect? Did you expect to be Dr. Pepper?
Or... I expected to be like Tyler or Aaron or anything that wasn't Dr. Pepper. So as soon as Dr. Pepper popped up, I said,
Dr. Pepper fits. Just commented on it right now.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. They said, we're always here for you.
I just love that, like, Dr. Pepper knows you. Like, you've worked with Dr. Pepper.
Literally, we like, know each other.
You're like, hey, you. Hey, DP.
And it brings me joy. It makes it feel worth it, like, that we have a connection, you know?
I couldn't agree more.
Like, what if they had never, like, had anything with me? Like, never talked to me. Nothing. Never worked with me. Like, nothing. I would be sad.
You'd be like, wow, I really give you guys so much love and attention.
I'd be like, I need a check at that point.
Or a recognition, a comment, a
I'm
like,
I'm just looking
anything.
For something. If they ever wanted to work with me, just know on my end of the things, the offer's there.
Absolutely. And the thing is, would you create your own flavor?
I feel like anytime you try to fuck with Dr. Pepper, it's an issue for me. So no, I wouldn't.
What if it was Dr. Pepper infused sweet tea?
That's sick.
It sounds so bad.
It sounds horrible.
It sounds disgusting. But in my mind, I'm like trying to think of what would be like sickening as a Dr. Pepper add-on.
Little trip zero gravity thing I did with them was for whenever they came out with the Dr. Pepper Zero, and that's all Sebastian drinks, and it's all my sister drinks. She switched over because you can't tell the difference.
Zero calories.
Zero sugar.
Zero sugar. So why don't you drink that one? You can tell the difference because you're a connoisseur.
That's the thing. You took
as a water connoisseur
out of my mouth.
I know Laura's a Dr. Pepper connoisseur, and she can taste the smallest molecule, the smallest atom being off of Dr. Pepper.
Let me show you what I did this morning. I'm not supposed to have more than one Dr. Pepper a day, but here I am.
And why not?
I need the energy.
And why not?
Because I can't shit and I need to drink water.
It's true.
That's why, because I need water. Okay, listen. So this morning, I went to get a large fast food Dr. Pepper because those are the best, like the carbonated ones with double ice.
From McDonald's?
With a straw. So I was like this. My Dr. Pepper, I have waited for you for 8 hours. And I was like this. Tell her this is diet. Turn the car around.
No, and you had to go back.
They gave me diet Dr. Pepper and we had to go back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We had.
I mean, that's a big difference, though. Diet Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Like, that's a big shock.
It, like, coats your mouth with this specific taste. Mm-hmm. Any diet drink does.
It's like Diet Coke compared to Coke.
People love Diet Coke more than people love Dr. Pepper.
For sure.
I think.
Diet Coke. When I was addicted to it, because I used to be addicted to Diet Coke heavily.
I barely knew you during this stage. But I knew you lightly.
I was a big addict. And like, there was something about it that was very addicting. I think it's the aspartame.
Yeah, there's like 4 or 5 people I actually know that's addicted to it. So hardcore. What is it? What was it about Diet Coke?
If there's something, I don't know what it is. There's something about Diet Coke specifically. Well, one, it's like 0 calories. All those kind of different things, but
super
the sweetener
unhealthy
in it, super unhealthy still.
It's super unhealthy.
But I remember in my mind, I'd be like, oh my God, it's a Diet Coke though, because it's like, it's healthy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not making a difference. Like, I'm not even gaining weight, even though I would drink like 42 ounces a day.
Fuck.
Remember that shit, dude?
Like, I'm not judging anyone. Listen, I used to drink.
That's a lot though.
I used to drink like that, Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. So just know I'm not judging anyone until I realized everything that was wrong with me is because I wasn't intaking enough water.
Yeah.
And so when I switched my diet to allow myself like pretty much 1 drink a day, because I don't drink coffee anyway, so it's a little easier for me to have like 1 drink a day that's not water. And of course, that drink is always going to be a Dr. Pepper.
And it gives you some caffeine.
Everything regulated in my body, my skin, it's just like every single thing in my body when I started drinking more water.
Your booty
hole. Everything. It fixed itself. So that's kind of the rule I have for myself for good reasons. But I don't judge anyone because I was there. Do you know, like the carbonated, like crisp and like the coldness? Was that also something you enjoyed?
So there's this thing with me where like I am such a creature of habit. Like once I find a routine I like, I just stick with it. So for me, like if I was feeling anxious or feeling just like I had free time, I would just go through the McDonald's drive-thru and grab Diet Coke. Because I'm like, oh, I have like some free time. I'll just grab one.
I used to do that with Dr. Pepper's too.
And it was so good.
It's
like a little treat. So I would just do that so constantly that I was like, wait, this is becoming such an issue, especially when I get dehydrated so quickly. And now I've replaced my addiction for Diet Coke with water. So I've just kind of maneuvered it in a different way. And now I'm like really into drinking water instead.
Wow.
Which is great.
That's amazing.
In comparison, now my skin looks better. Everything's better in comparison.
I get it. Water's like not fun. I put a little bit of lemon juice in mine.
A little.
Like half a lemon.
Don't you ever.
I'm not giving you little.
Don't ever lie to our full fam like
tell
that.
Tell them.
She says, like, I just add a squirt. No. She's over here like this. She wants it to be lemon water.
I want to, whenever you take a sip of my water, to be like this.
And that's what I do. When I've once accidentally drank Laura's water instead of my water.
Honey,
it about
dangerous.
Took me out.
You don't want to get in
I
there.
Almost went off the deep end. Literally, because it's such a different. Because the thing is also when you're expecting to drink water and you drink lemon water or you drink any kind of other infused water.
I like my water to the point where it's just sour. It's
just a sour. But it's also like lemon water so good for you compared to like just regular water.
Oh yeah, warm lemon water is really good for that.
Warm.
Oh, I love warm lemon water. Almost hot.
I have the heebie-jeebies right now, you guys. Honestly, warm lemon water, take me out.
Take them out.
Like I can't. Like it haunts me.
Manny, what's your peaker pick?
Oh yeah. By the way, guys, today's gonna be rapid fire.
Oh,
if you guys didn't get after that.
We got in there.
We're doing a rapid fire today. We just have a bunch of random topics we want to talk about, things going on in the world.
Yes.
But we have to, of course, start off with our peaks and our pits.
Absolutely.
So should we do peak first or pit first?
Let's do peak.
Mine's
a mixture.
You have a doubler?
I have a doubler.
Okay, I'm gonna do peak first. My peak is that tomorrow I get my keys to the new house.
y'all. We are celebrating in this house.
I'm so fucking excited because my house is currently in escrow to be sold. The house I'm getting is, I get the keys tomorrow. It's closed.
May God have mercy.
And I'm just so...
It couldn't have worked out more perfect.
It honestly couldn't have.
Your new home is gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so, so excited to be able to like actually really treat it like my home. And I was telling Laura this, like the place I have now, I bought all the furniture in it because I had a small place before. And I was like, I can't even furnish all this right now. Like it's going to take too much time. Like I was overwhelmed. But my next place is smaller. So I'm excited to be able to actually like do stuff myself and like actually get to like make it a home and make it my own.
I'm really excited for you to do this. I went through this in 2020 where I like really made my home my home and dropped some coin on some nice pieces that I can use forever.
Forever. And like literally take with you for your next to the next place if you wanted
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm excited. And I think it's so important to like make your home your little sanctuary as much as you possibly can. So I'm so excited for you. I just in time, I'm like, okay, great, Manny's moving. I'm going to clean out every piece of home decor I have.
Literally.
That I'm not going to use. Because I have some really, really nice expensive pieces. But because I have issues and I overbuy home decor, because I feel like I need to switch stuff out constantly.
Yeah, no, totally. Because you want it to be like a refreshing thing.
Yes, I love a good refresh in home decor. So it leaves me with a garage full of stuff I'm not using that's like great pieces.
Yes.
So I'm like, Manny is moving. Let's save you some coin on decor because that shit's expensive.
You guys, I love Laura's hand-me-downs.
Oh, yes.
Like, Laura is like my older sister in that way where I'm like, do you have anything? Like, I'm so that person. Like, the couch I like have in my house is from you guys.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's like, the best
And it's the best couch ever. And that's coming with me to the next place. Like, the pieces I have that I'm like, you're so... There's not a lot, by the way. There's not a lot of pieces in my house. I'm like, I'm taking with me.
Oh, really?
No, I'm like, I'm really revamping, them selling them, or like, or just donating them.
Is your mom gonna take a couple pieces?
Yeah, yeah, okay. She'll take some stuff, like if she likes it. But most of the stuff we're just gonna either donate or sell, like
that's on
like
amazing. OfferUp
or something like that. So I'm just excited to be able to like get rid of stuff and start fresh. That's like what I'm really excited about.
Yeah,
and be like, okay, I'm gonna get new things. I've already for my room so far. I've bought a new bed. I've bought in two chairs, two nightstands, a TV stand.
He's not playing games,
I need a
baby.
Dresser. So that's like where I'm and art. I need like art and dresser. And I have a ton of decor that I've bought recently too.
Where are you going to find your dresser?
I've been looking high dressers and fucking
hard.
Low.
Dressers are hard.
Because you guys, so my color story, my vibe is very beige and black. That's like what I want. I want nude aesthetic vibes with black accents. So I want my dresser to be black.
Yeah.
But a chic black.
Yeah.
That's not like fake looking black.
Yeah.
And not like charcoal.
Almost like a black pretty wood or something.
Like a warm black.
You should look on Restoration. They're pricey, but like they're
not.
Like you can definitely find pieces that are like not any more pricey than anywhere else.
I've literally looked everywhere.
Look on Restoration.
Other than Restoration. That's like one I forgot.
You could even
the CB2,
I know
Crate
you probably
Barrel,
don't want to, but you could also go to the like showroom.
That's true. The thing is also what's hard for me is finding things I want that are literally going to be shipping out in like February.
That's really hard.
That's my issue.
Restoration lets you know like whenever you click the color of the item, it we'll tells you exactly like, when it's going to ship. So that's nice though because some of their stuff is available now and it'll tell you that.
Yeah. I'll literally click the button that's like ship now.
Yeah.
Like or like the button that says like is ready to ship and not like shipping in February.
Super frustrating.
That's my problem.
I've ordered pieces of furniture, which I think is a scam, that came in like 10 months later. I'm like, that's a scam.
That's
a,
oh my God, me with the fucking rugs, dude.
That's a scam.
With the rugs.
No, not
they
that.
They fucked me up.
It shouldn't be for sale on the website if it's like that far out. You know
I
what
agree.
I mean? Like you shouldn't even be advertising it.
Oh my God.
I get like a month or two waiting, but like 10 months to a year, you shouldn't
Fuck
even be selling
here.
It. You should not be selling
no,
that, right?
No, I agree. I completely agree. And like, I've heard like there's like websites that like you can find pieces. Like for example, there's a lot of places that have the same pieces.
Mm.
So I found a ton of different pieces
yeah.
that are sold on different, because I've been looking at literally,
I've gone through,
I'm not even kidding, like maybe like 50 to 100 sites now scrolling through
you
things.
You see why interior
and I see the same
designer's
shit.
Job is so, because they have to, they do all that research. Yeah. But you have to obviously pay them for it. I did my home myself. I know you are too, because it's expensive, but like their job is so time consuming.
It's I've been doing it every single night, and I would say for maybe like 2 to 3 hours.
That's what I would do when I was
computer.
Redoing mine. That's what I would
do. And it's honestly kind of shocking
until
how long
you
it takes.
Get frustrated and give up.
Yeah.
And then,
And then I'll start, I was like, okay, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's my next
I'll
day. I'll start
up.
It.
That's
it's
how it goes.
Hell. But I'm excited just in general for being able to be into the new place because I'm excited
be
to be close to everything.
So good.
In comparison to now, I live in the boonies.
Yeah.
So I won't live in the boonies
not
anymore.
No more.
Not anymore.
Not no more.
So I'm excited. So that's my peak.
Well, mine is a mixture. Okay.
I'm scared.
I guess story time a little bit. So I work with this clothing company called White Fox Boutique. It's where my entire outfit's from today.
I'm remembering.
Shout out to White Fox. You guys use my code Laura Lee for 15% off the website.
Yes.
Anyways. It's not affiliated. I don't make money off the code, but just
it's just a code.
But they have a lot of cute stuff. So where my outfits from today is where a lot of my clothes are from. And the cool thing is I've worked with White Fox since I was for years. But when they were really smaller, they're an Australian boutique.
Yeah.
But they were a lot smaller and I started working with them and they're like truly a pleasure to work with. And so guys, I'm like, okay, let me film. They have sponsored a video of mine. I'm like, great, let me film it. So they sent me, I get to pick the clothing I want for the video. They're amazing. I filmed the video and I got this new camera.
So this is peak, right?
This is peek and pit.
Okay, guys, this is a double.
It's a double doozy. So I got this new camera and it had this weird setting on it. It's called S&P. Don't really know what the acronym stands for. S&Q, sorry. I don't know what the acronym is.
Sexy and quiet.
Slow and quiet.
It's slow and quiet? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Slow and quiet.
But it puts, you click the button right by the record button and it puts all your footage in slow-mo and with no sound. So basically wrecks your clips, you know, especially if you're trying to film a sit-down talking YouTube video. So I click the footage and the whole thing's in slow-mo and with no sound. And I contact my manager. I'm like, hey, can we tell White Fox I'm going to be late submitting this video because the footage is completely fucked and I have to refilm the whole video. And I'm so sorry because it was supposed to go live in August and we were at the last week of August. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm so sorry, but what I can do is refilm it and edit it and like get it over to them ASAP. And they were like so cool about it. They're like, absolutely. I was like, thank God. They're a dream to work with, which
thank
is
God.
Nice.
Thank God. Not a lot of brands are like that.
Not a lot of brands are like
that. Their deadlines are like, meet them.
And like, yeah, and they can be like really crazy with video stuff, but White Fox is so chill. They really let you just kind of make your own, whatever you want to do, you know, your own type of content, really organic content, that's why I love working with them. Anyways. So they're like, it's cool. You know, we would love it to go live in August. I'm like, I got you. I'll get this bitch turned around. I'll film it a second time. I do it. I turn it in and the video is good, the second video. And then I upload it to YouTube and I go to hit play. And did you ever hear the sound?
I haven't heard. No, because you took it out actually so fast.
Well, the sound on it was, I don't know what
was
happened.
It
was like blown out. Like it would blow your ear if you try to listen to it.
It was
horrific. So I was like, oh, like I had a hot flash whenever I clicked it because the reason
you're having
one
now.
Oh, yeah. It's
so fucking hot.
I clicked the video and I was like, I about had a heart attack because the thing is I uploaded it after I checked it in Final Cut. It was all good. Mm-hmm. And I sent it to the brand. It was all good. And I uploaded to YouTube and I didn't check it again because why? I already watched the whole thing.
Right.
So then I started reading the comments and every single comment was like, can't watch the video. That's the audio. So I was like, oh, that's whenever I freaked out. When I clicked the audio, it was the worst sounding thing I've ever heard. Like I couldn't even watch 2 seconds of it. It would like blow your ear out. It was crazy sounding. So something happened and I had to literally be like, hey, White Fox. You remember how I was late to this video and just barely got it up on the 30th? I have to take the video down and I have to delete it and get rid of it completely and refilm a third time. And not only that, like
The same thing for a third time.
And they were like so nice. They even sent me more new clothes to talk about. So it could be like a different video.
More organic. Uh-huh. More organic and like more you.
They
like,
sent me more clothes and they were like, don't worry about it. Let's just do September. And I was like,
you're like,
I'm just so grateful that it was White Fox that it happened to.
Yeah.
Because I think another sponsor would have just been like, girl, you're done. You know what I mean?
A lot of times the sponsors will literally just be like, we're canceling the sponsorship.
And White Fox, I almost want to give them a shout out just because like this is all on me and like these technical error. I don't know why it keeps happening to me, but God bless them. It's like their videos that it keeps happening to. So thank you, White Fox.
So we love you, White Fox Boutique.
I'm screwed on my end. I'm figuring it out. My new clothes come in this week. I was like, in one day, I'm going to get a turnaround.
Boom,
I'm going to edit
quick,
it myself.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
And that's why I had to film so much this week because have to keep redoing that. I filmed 3 videos and haven't gotten one. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I know what you mean.
What's happening
there? We've literally
there?
Been like at a 10 the last 2 days. Actually, the whole week. The whole
We're
last
going
week.
On a trip next week. We leave Sunday and it's
till
just,
Friday.
It's difficult to leave.
It is.
Yeah,
because
no, the trip's like going to take a week out of us pretty much.
Because of travel. So like we're actually only there for like 3 days. The travel is so
long.
And
then 2 full days of travel. So it's like the work week is completely gone next week.
Yep.
So yeah.
I'm excited for a trip though. I think it's really, really fun.
Oh, I'm very excited because I am killing myself this week. I'm going to work 12-hour days.
Yep.
Every day this week. I'm going to do it and I'm going to get it done.
And next week's
going to
be
because what's going to happen when I go on this trip... I ain't doing shit. Mm-mm. I don't care.
I agree.
I will put these days in, and when I go on this trip, I will enjoy this trip.
You're going to have fun with it.
I'm like, let's not take videos on the trip.
I'm like, no, Laura, we're not filming content.
Yeah, no content.
Unless it's for fun.
Yeah.
Damn it. Or whatever the brand's requiring.
I'm going to have fun on this trip.
Oh, me too. We're going to have a great time.
I'm going to let loose. And we're going to have a great time.
Shout out to Ulla Henriksen.
We're going with Ulla, and
we're so excited because we both love the brand. We both love Ulla himself.
Yes.
So I feel like it's just going to genuinely be a really fun-ass trip.
Me too. I'm pumped.
I'm excited.
What's your pit?
Stay tuned. My pit. Oh my God. Is my phone even working now? Like, honestly. You guys, so listen. So last night, my friend name's Luscious Massacre. You know Luscious.
We love
Sickening
Luscious.
Sickening diva of the world. Just won an Emmy. Congratulations to
we
Luscious.
We want Luscious on the pod.
Yes. Yes. On full coverage. We're going to get him on. So he just won an Emmy for We're Here. He's a makeup artist on that show for HBO. The makeup department won. He won an Emmy. So congratulations to Luscious. I fucking love you. But so yesterday I went over to like celebrate, hang out. We all like went over. We're like, he's like, let's go to the pool. Like there's a pool here. Like let's do it. And I'm like, I'm not a swimmer.
You're not.
I'm not a go into like the pool kind of person, but because everyone was going to go into the pool, I'm like, okay, I'm going to bring them just in case I get like pressured into going into it. So I brought the shorts and everyone's like, we're going in. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Okay, I'll go put shorts on.
I like, would have loved to see this for you.
Stop.
Because I know you're not a pool
person. I'm just not like a pool person. So I'm like, okay, it's fine. Like I'll go into the water. So I'm going to the water. I'm in the water officially. The water is so warm. It actually feels great because
it's 1,000 degrees.
It's 1,000 degrees. So it actually feels amazing. I'm like in the water, like living. I'm in there for a couple minutes. And I like kind of reach down. My phone's in my pocket.
Y'all, not only is his phone in his pocket.
My phone wallet.
I have a phone wallet. That's what you get for carrying a phone wallet after years of me and your mother berating you to get you to separate the two and stop it. Stop this madness.
They have told me many times to stop. I'm just not good with keeping track of multiple things. So I'm like, if I just combine it, I'll be fine.
Since the day I met him like 7 or 8 years ago, he's had a phone wallet and I've had enough.
She's had a 10 with me with the phone wallet. So I'm in the water and I gay gasp. So I'm like, like, I was like, oh my God, my phone. And so I'm like, my phone, I'm like doing this. It's like not working. And I'm like, oh my God. But like iPhones are built for, like now they're more, but like you can handle water more.
Not that one. What year is that one?
It's an 11 Pro.
I don't know about the 11 Pro.
Laura thinks I have an iPhone 6.
He's got literally the iPhone color over here. Come out, so waterproof.
I have an 11 Pro. And luckily the 14 comes out this month. I'm going to get the 14.
Thank you.
But I'm like, oh my God, is this like gonna survive? So literally I go outside, I like dry off and I'm like, okay, it's working. Like things are working. My Face ID stops working. The charging port stops working. It's like, oh, you can't charge because like there's water in the system. And I'm literally, now I have to go tomorrow to an Apple store and take time out of my day to go to the Apple store to like make sure everything's working. The Face ID starts working. The charger starts working.
Is that
where
you're taking it to get it fixed?
Yes.
That's good.
I need to get it fixed before the trip. That's why I'm like, I have to get everything done before the trip. I can't have like my phone all blurry and all that
Worst
shit.
Worst case scenario, if the phone blacks out for some reason and doesn't work, I have a backup 13 or 11 or 12. Wow. I have a backup 12.
Even more advanced. She has a backup and it's more advanced than mine.
My secondary phone, which I use just for content for the business.
Is higher end than my 11 Pro.
Do y'all want me to tell you how much money this guy makes? Do y'all want me to tell you?
No, listen.
I will right now.
Do you want to know my real issue?
Tell me.
Is I don't like the transfer of everything.
Let me tell you something.
This is my actual issue, is the transfer and
it's
everything.
It's going to be so bad because it's going to sign you out of every app you have.
Taking forever. Mm-hmm. Takes forever to like get all the photos over.
Oh, it's going to take forever.
Like that's a whole day thing, and I'm not willing to give
everything's going to be out of whack.
Yes. So I don't like doing that.
Every single
I'm
app
used to, like,
you're
going
to have to find the password for. It's going to be bad. You gotta rip the Band-Aid.
That is my actual problem.
You gotta rip
the Band-Aid. Like with everything, with Amazon, with Netflix, with everything that I'm signed into my phone, I have to redo it all.
Do you want to know what a spoiled brat I am?
Yeah.
So when I
already know you're spoiled brat.
When I get a new phone, because that is a daunting process.
It's daunting.
Ty got me this phone because he's like, you need the updated one for filming content. You need the best camera.
How sweet.
So I'm like, great. It literally sat in the box for, I think, 2 weeks because I didn't want to transfer my phone until he was like, I'm going to transfer every single thing for you. And I'm going to find every single password you have and make it like you didn't
As
even
you
do
anything.
Anything. And he did that for me. I'm such a spoiled brat. I know. And then guess what? So my computer is in poor condition and Aaron's going to college. She needs a computer.
Yeah.
So Ty's like, you work on your computer 7 days a week.
Right,
like it's absurd that you don't have a good one. So he's like, I'm going to buy you the new one and you're going to give Aaron yours for college and schoolwork.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing heavy lifting on mine, like edits.
Because like you need a lot of storage for editing.
It's the editing program that takes up all the space and storage. Mm-hmm. So anyways, and Aaron would just be doing schoolwork pretty much. So he's like, I'm going to buy you a new one. He did the exact same thing with my computer transfer. So when I opened my laptop, even the desktop, everything was perfect. I'm spoiled. That's real love to me.
That's actual love.
That's real love.
That's acts of service, real love.
See, that's a love language right there. That kind of stuff gets me good.
That's when it's like, oh, you're getting a blow
tonight.
I think
that's the love.
Like, ooh, even then.
I think that's the love language that I love.
Absolutely.
You
like, that's the one
I mean?
That you receive well. Like, that's your receiving love. It's like acts of service.
Like, that's a dream.
That is a dream.
That's a dream.
I'm jealous.
Well.
And I need someone to transfer all my stuff.
Ty may need you to transfer his phone.
Ty, I need you to transfer everything. He said no. Okay, guys, so let's go and get into our rapid fire. But first, we need a break, of course.
We need a little break-a-poo.
We need a little break-a-poo, and we'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
We're back, babe, to talk about some of our rapid fire topics. And we got a lot of little topics we're going to be bouncing through. But first and foremost, let's go ahead and jump into the flashbacks of Miss Tana at TanaCon.
The trauma. So TanaCon, in case you guys do not know what TanaCon is.
We've all made mistakes.
We've all made many.
And we'll all continue to make mistakes.
Absolutely. And honestly, maybe TanaCon 2 will also be a mistake.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We just don't know.
So Tana had a convention years and years ago. It was kind of a disaster.
It was kind of like, was it boycotting?
Comic-Con.
VidCon.
That's what I meant.
Was it, what was the thing that like made her want to do that across the street from VidCon?
I think it was like a F you to VidCon.
VidCon, right?
Yeah, because I think it was something about like her not being a featured creator when she was part of Escape the Night at the time,
also,
all this kind of stuff.
Massive YouTuber, yep. And Tana has been for longer than
forever.
She started YouTube in the fetus,
yeah,
truly.
Absolutely. And so she ended up creating TanaCon and it became like this full mess. Like people were outside waiting and people like didn't have waters and bands. And there was just a lot of issues that went down with TanaCon the first time. So Tana recently created a TikTok that was like, so I just got offered to do TanaCon again with a better company.
With like a company that would connect with her to help her actually like
achieve it
and like put it on the right way. So she's like, do I do it? Like she's alluding to the fact that like she's actually probably going to do TanaCon part 2.
I feel like it's going to be a lot better this time.
I do too.
Of how bad the first time was.
I do too. Well, the funny thing is me and you were at VidCon the year she put on TanaCon and we had full intentions on popping over.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that.
Tana had reached out to us and was like, come.
And we're going
to
go over.
All the creators that I had talked to that were at VidCon, we're all going to pop over and show TanaCon the support.
And
because,
love.
You know, Tana's great.
Another creator.
You want to show that support and love. Mm-hmm. So we were going to pop over and then we start getting word because, again, she had it like across the street. So people were bouncing back and forth between the two cons. So a lot of information spreading very quickly. And we're finding out that like this thing's a disaster.
People are like, do not go over there. Crazy. Like you'll not be able to get in. People are waiting outside. Even like the creators that she invited over as her like VIP people were like not getting
in.
They
were like, don't go.
All this
don't
stuff.
Go.
They're like, don't even go. You're going to wait in line forever. So it became like this full-blown disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like, I already feel like Tana's fully redeemed herself from the situation.
Tana has redeemed herself, 100%. But also like while Tana still has like a lot of fun online, I see like growth in her.
I genuinely see a lot of growth in her. Agree.
Do you know what's funny? At Coachella, when we were hanging out with Tana a little bit, I hit her, like, you know, it's really crazy in there. And I bumped her and, like, half my drink spilled on her, like, all over her. And I was like, oh my God, I am so fucking, like, I'm so sorry. Cause how annoying is it when someone's like,
it haunts you.
It's annoying.
It haunts me too.
And so she literally looked at me and goes, I don't care. I shouldn't be here if I would get mad over something like that.
I love her. You're like, you right, bitch.
I was like, Tana's making sense.
In a world where Tana makes sense?
The world, she has a lot of growth behind her. I agree. I just love her, so.
I also think because she is just getting older every single year. Like, she's not an 18-year-old anymore.
Right,
like, she's
older. Was a kid when she did that. Like, truly a kid. Mm-hmm. So, I would be excited to see what happens if she brings back TanaCon.
If she brings it back and she invites us, I would go again.
I would go.
I definitely would. Honestly, like, I feel like I'm kind of over the VidCon vibes.
Yeah.
Low-key.
Yeah.
So, I feel like if Tana was like, oh my God, like, pop over, I'd be like,
absolutely.
I'll pop over for a little second just to see the tea. Something new, something fun.
Something new, fun, and fresh, especially if she had like a vendor behind her to help her put
like
this on.
Like a big vendor that really took care of
this.
This
could be a
shit.
Really great thing.
Absolutely. So we're both sending her major good
vibes. We're sending
you
the good vibes, ma'am.
I feel like it's going to be a success if you decide to bring it back.
Yeah, I do too. And I feel like
we're both
the right
rooting for
it
you.
It needs a good redemption.
It does. It needs a redemption arc.
It goes down in YouTube history, though.
It really does. That's one of the eight wonders of the world.
That one is.
Yeah.
That one lives within the eight wonders.
That is actually the ninth wonder.
It's in the galaxy out there, TanaCon.
It's just floating in space. There.
And it's a thought that crosses people's mind every now and again. And they're like, you remember TanaCon?
And it almost like brings, it almost shakes you back to reality.
It's a jolt.
It's like a spaz.
Mm.
So we'll see.
Moving on, Don't Worry, Darling. Baby. I don't know if anyone cares about the movie because of the drama surrounding it.
I need to know every morsel of tea.
There's
about
so
Don't
much
Worry,
hidden.
There's so much hidden.
There's so much hidden, but it's starting to like, there's so much drama unravel. Between the actors in this movie that's seeping out, but it is starting to slowly but surely unravel.
So, Don't Worry, Darling, new movie coming out starring Florence Pugh.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Styles.
It was starring Shia LaBeouf.
Originally.
Olivia Wilde is
the director.
Directing it, running,
also starring
the
in it,
movie.
I believe too. She's in it.
Yeah, and I think she's starring it as well. Mm-hmm. And Chris Pine is also, but he's not so much in the drama of the situation.
Right. So originally, Shia was one of the supporting actor for Miss Flo, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so Shia ends up not getting fired, but that's what the public perception was.
Because he was Olivia. Suddenly not in the movie anymore.
Yeah, whenever everyone was like,
it was public that he was casted for the movie. Mm-hmm. So a lot of drama, speculated.
And Olivia was like, yeah, we had to let him go. We fired him.
He had inappropriate behavior on set.
And that he was like hard to work with.
Which, do I doubt that?
Not at all.
Not at all because I of his behavior. While at the same time, like I understand Shia had an extremely rough childhood and had a rough time being a childhood actress. A lot of childhood actors have had. Mm-hmm. And he's dealt with the toll of that. It doesn't excuse his horrible behavior that he's been known to have. So it's like, okay, you got fired. Shia was like,
Shia. 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 It's actually Shia.
Shia. Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Mm-hmm. So you were combining Shia and LaBeouf, so to Shia. So he's Shia to you.
He's Shia and always has been. He always has been.
He will never not be Shia to you.
I'm sorry, I just don't like know it another way.
But see, Shia LaBeouf is Shia.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia.
Shia LaBeouf. Exposes Olivia Wilde and he posts publicly a video of her begging him to come back and act out his role, aka she did not fire him.
And saying that, like, oh, well, Florence is going to just have to deal with it.
Yeah. And after she publicly said, like, how she stands up for Florence and loves Florence and Florence is so
incredible,
great,
iconic, incredible, amazing. Iconic.
And then goes on, you know, so basically he was trying to expose her lies because it was a lie.
And like, email receipts and like text message receipts.
Oh, yeah.
He like literally did a full almost expose on like Olivia and like her lies in the media and in the press. And he's saying that he's like, the only reason you're even saying all these things is because you want the clout from it.
Yeah.
It's essentially what he said.
Yeah, exactly. Because she could have just kept her mouth shut because that wasn't the truth.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So we don't actually know why Shia is not in the film.
Shia.
Stop it.
I want you to say Shia forever.
I will, because that's the only way I've ever said it. And I sure will.
And that will continue to go.
I sure will.
I love it.
So wait, no one actually knows why he's not in the film anymore. Like, there's no hard receipts.
I do feel like it was because he was probably inappropriate on set.
Or like extremely hard to work with.
Hard to work with. Whatever something weird on
the situation is, we'll never know what it was.
Because when Olivia was saying like, Flo's just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I think that has to do with potentially there was an issue between the two her and them. Shia.
Well, she was having to work with him in scenes specifically a lot. And I think
like sex scenes, like intense scenes.
And it just wasn't happening because of his behavior. But it's like, what did he do? We don't know.
Like, what was wrong? Like, what was going on? What was wrong? What was the issue?
So on top of that, Harry Styles is one of the main characters in it. And Olivia Wilde is his girlfriend in real life.
Yeah.
So the crazy thing is...
But then that happened from the movie.
Oh.
People say, like, Olivia was with someone else. Boom.
Like, connected from the movie.
Yeah.
But now the red carpet and premiere is happening, and Harry Styles completely is ignoring Olivia. There's two shots of him ignoring her. He walks on the red carpet. He walks right past her, doesn't look at her, and shakes the person's hand beside her. And it's very
obvious. Purposeful.
It's purposeful. It's not like, oh, I was just quickly trying to get by. It's very purposeful. Like, it's no doubt. And then the second one is he goes to take his seat for the viewing, and he doesn't even look at her. He sits down, says hello to Chris Pine. People speculated that he spit on Chris Pine.
I honestly thought it was a spit.
I thought it was a spit.
I did.
But I was like, there's no world where Harry Styles, who's such a gentleman, like, if he did spit on him, it was an accident. Like,
totally. Like
you know what I mean? Like, as he was saying hello.
But it just looked strange because he didn't say hello to him when he was sitting down.
Right.
It literally was like as he's going down, and Chris, right as he moves down, looks down at me and giggles about something. And you're like, oh,
I have
shit.
A feeling he looked down and giggled because of the awkwardness that he's splitting up a couple right now. They plotted those seats.
Yeah.
Like, they
seats are literally like as if you're a divorced parent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's very specific.
That's exactly
Florence
it.
Is not by Olivia. They're literally at polar opposites.
Harry's not by Olivia. But Harry says hello to everyone and doesn't say hello to Olivia. Like, he's kind of like, you know, a little smirk, says hello to Florence, says hello to Chris, and then he's just like this.
I saw that one clip where Florence, like, everyone's clapping at the end, everyone's doing sound innovation, and Florence and Olivia kind of like do a little clap next to each other across. They were just going like this, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, there's fucking tea.
There's tea brewing.
And it's brewing and it's boiling and it's starting to kind of come out of the surface. Cause like, you know, when the tea is so hot, it's starting to spill over. We're seeing the spillage.
I think there's been a lot of crazy things happening behind the scenes because Harry Styles' rep came out and said it's an absolutely ridiculous rumor to even speculate that he would spit on Chris Pine's. And I actually agree with that because I thought when I watched the clip, maybe he did by accident.
Or it was Chris's rep. It was Chris's rep. That was Harry did not spit on Chris.
And he said that's just ridiculous.
It's a crazy rumor.
So that leads me to believe Harry and Chris are good. And honestly, I think Florence and Harry are good.
Me too.
He sat right by or like close to her and like said hello and they were fine. Florence has now dropped out of the press following the movie. So they all did a press tour where they sit and answer all the questions about the movie. Florence dropped out of it.
Well, a lot of people, and like, of course, Olivia like does her thing, be like, you know, the internet's just feeding itself, but doesn't deny any of the rumors that there's a disconnect between them. And she's like, oh, you know, well, she's part of Dune too. So she has to go catch the flight and be part of that and the whole situation. So it's like, what's the true tea? Like, is there actually an issue or is there not? Because the press, like, moderator that was there was, like, shutting people down quickly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was like, so someone asked about Shia and everything. She was like, so, like, what happened with Shia? And she's like, oh, all the questions are already answered. So it's like, oh, so she, like, there's
it's just,
definitely.
They're not allowing it.
Yeah, they're just like, they're like, they shut it down super quick. And then so Olivia, there's like a video of Olivia being like, thank you to like the moderator at the end of it.
Dang.
So you know there's like some fucking shit going on in that theater.
I know walking into this premiere that they were all that was a night from hell.
Totally. I'm actually so excited to see the movie. Making me want to see it even more.
Yeah, no, but I just want to know what happened behind the scenes of this freaking movie. Ooh. Like, we got
to
know.
Crazy. We have investigated and we need more.
We need more.
We need more knowledge. Let's go ahead and ask our reps to ask their reps.
Okay.
Just to share it.
I'm down.
Imagine we can
we'll
just do that.
Harry, Florence, Shia.
Yeah.
Shia. And Olivia on the pod.
All four right here sitting.
And we'll chat it out.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
I think that'd be the best idea. And I think that to really promote their movie.
Yes.
You know, it's part of their press tour.
I love that. Great idea, Manny.
Thank you. Wouldn't that be fucking nice?
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, so like, there's a lot of shit going on with them, and I'm very intrigued.
And we can only speculate. I mean, Shia's the only one that has exposed anything.
Yeah, because everyone else has been very just like...
Technically.
Yeah, it's true. Everyone else has just been like kind of kept quiet about everything.
And that's what Hollywood does.
But I also think that they want... I can understand being their side too, being like, can y'all just focus on the fucking movie? Which
it's
I get.
It's over. It's done. It's filmed. The drama happened.
Yes. Like, focus on the movie. The movie's and like, the movie's incredible. Yeah. So I feel like I can understand that happening, especially because like another thing, I don't know if you saw this too, that the direction of the marketing of the movie is in complete polar opposites from Olivia and Florence. So they have different views on the what should be directed and how the marketing should be going. So for example, Olivia is very heavy on being like, I'm so excited to show sex scenes that are about a woman and seeing a woman orgasm from getting head and all these kind of things. And that she's really excited about that. Whereas Florence is like, I don't like when I'm sexualized in a movie. So they're a complete polar opposite ends of that situation. And then of course, also because Olivia was so enamored by Harry on set, Florence had to direct some of the scenes too. That's what the rumor is. Like, that's what they're saying. So there's all that too. So there's like just so much that's been boiling.
Y'all.
Is that wild?
Isn't Olivia wild? I've been a fly on the wall.
Me too. Me fucking too.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
All right, well, things are getting crazier because Britney Spears has released.
That video shook me.
A video that she sent to her son, Jaden, which I believe is the older son.
Did she send it to him or she just posted it publicly?
I think she posted it publicly.
I do too.
But who knows? Who knows? It seems like she would have sent it to him the way she's speaking to him.
Yeah.
It's a voice note that like she's speaking to her son and like explaining. And basically
she ripped him a new asshole.
She did. Because she basically was like, you treat me like everyone has always treated me.
For the last 20 years.
I mean, he's not 20, but like
in comparison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like what her family's been treating her like.
The son's in like, on it.
Exactly. But the thing is too, like imagine being the kids, like that's all they've ever known. All they've ever known in their whole entire life growing up. That's the Britney that they've always ever known.
The media has always told them their mom's terrible.
Yes.
And a bad mom.
Yes.
God only knows what Mr. the grandparents Federline have said. Has said.
The grandparents,
the aunt, Jamie, yes, the yes. sister. God only knows. So like that's all they've heard. And it's almost like Britney is begging them to treat her like a human being, her own children.
It's so sad.
In the voice note.
I feel so strange even listening to the voice note because it seems such a personal thing. Like, I feel almost like it's such an intrusive thing for us to even be listening in on their conversation.
I feel like
it's uncomfortable.
The thing is, she definitely should not have posted that publicly. Like,
yeah.
I am sure, like, with every celebrity, mother and daughter or mother and kids and parenting, it's like probably the craziest shit that we don't know about for good reasons.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm pretty sure it's common for like big celebrities like that to have crazy relationships all over the place, right? Especially especially with their children. Yeah. So the thing is, like, I think Britney now has that freedom to talk about it where she didn't before. And she mm-hmm. didn't get to defend herself ever. And, like, we never got to hear her side of the story on anything. She wasn't allowed to. Mm-hmm. And now she's, like, taking the full opportunity to, like.
Absolutely.
Like, she's like, I'm going to say my side at any chance I can now. But I do feel like just because her kid's so young and it's, like, honestly, God only knows what we really know, but yeah.
We don't know all the full
story. She's definitely had enough and she's like trying to defend herself.
Mm-hmm. And I think that like it just sucks because obviously like Kevin had posted all those videos before.
Yeah.
First.
He did.
So in a way, it's like almost her being like,
it's her defending herself.
It's her defending herself. Be like, look what y'all did. Like y'all started this like fucking shit show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, overall, I just do feel bad because seeing like a mom and her two sons like kind of be in this like tumultuous relationship is really sad.
It kind of feels like she feels it seems like she feels betrayed by her children.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely. I think so too. And like for her to be like, I mean, honestly, like the voice note did shook me because she goes like, oh, well soon you just want your daddy to keep getting 40 grand a month and y'all ain't gonna get shit as soon as you turn 18 or all that kind of stuff or something yeah. like that. Like she said yeah. something about money and I was like,
yeah. Because she's not going to have to pay once those kids
turn 18,
she's not going to have to pay anymore for
child
them
support, right?
Or Kevin.
Right.
So they can technically be on their own.
Yeah. So I'm like.
Oh. And she's like, and now I'm going to have to continue to work to pay for her mom's legal bills. She said that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
no, the voice note, honestly, it shook me. Like, I was like. She really just destroyed her own children.
Yeah.
She destroyed them. But, I mean, again, like, yes, they're kids, but they're also asking for it.
It also seems like literally she's just the bank to her family yeah. and she's a robot. Like,
she's tired of it.
She is. And it seems like she's tired of it. And this is what that looks like.
I just don't like that we're getting like an open eye into the situation. Because yeah. I do feel like that's such a personal family matter that it makes me sad to see them deal with this publicly where I'm like, that's such a personal thing.
Yeah.
And it makes me just like, the fact that Britney even has to defend herself is sad.
Yeah.
Like she shouldn't have to.
Very sad.
You know? So I'm just wishing her a lot of love.
I am too.
Because it sucks. And
I think, you know, I hope some things change and so that they can all find a common ground.
Yeah. And just like that love and that connection, again, that family unit. I hope that can eventually happen.
Well,
and even at the end, she goes like, I don't believe in God anymore. Did you hear that too?
I didn't hear that.
Dude. Yeah. She went into full. She's like, I don't
Maybe
believe in God
I
anymore.
I accidentally stopped it early.
She literally goes, I don't believe in God because my family, like if God would never let my family act like this. And I was like, this is getting real deep. It got really deep at the end of it.
See, that kind of stuff is like not for public.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm trying to say. I was like, I feel bad because she's literally having to like say these things or she's saying them publicly. Whereas, yeah. like, she should just be able to just, like, be a mom living
all that stuff. Even the footage that Kevin exposed her on, like, when she was talking to her sons and yeah. he posted it.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her in it. She was begging her children to treat her like a human and mm-hmm. showed her a mm-hmm. little bit of respect, and they wouldn't. And it Absolutely. Seems like things are starting to come to a head because her kids are about to turn 18 and yeah. money is about to be shifting in different places.
Mm-hmm.
So it really seems like things. I feel like. Like, everyone in her family, even our own children, in a way have, like, blackmailed her to mm-hmm. pay them. Because they're like,
right.
if you're going to stop, I'm going to start exposing you.
Yeah, I'm going to start exposing videos of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm going to start. Because it seems like all of a sudden, whenever, like, things are starting to, everybody's starting to get to the age where money's about to get cut off. And money got cut off in the conservatorship. Mm-hmm. Jamie, her sister, wants to write a tell-all.
Yeah.
Kevin Federline.
Wants to make video.
When has he posted
We haven't heard shit about him.
When have we heard ever. Shit about him? Suddenly, he's got a lot to say, mm-hmm. even the kids.
And the kids.
But it's like all this is starting to have to do with them getting cut out of money for each and every family
right.
member. And
allegedly.
Now it's like,
our
allegedly.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, this is
this is just, our conspiracy.
This is just
fully.
Our, my
conspiracy. What we think.
Yeah, I think that, yeah. you know, the well is drying up for them. So mm-hmm. they're starting to speak out to punish Britney or to blackmail in a way her,
to
like, you're
going to
keep
it.
Paying me.
Yeah.
And she's like, great. Post it and I'll post more and still not pay you.
She's like, cool, let's do it.
Let's
She's
do
like,
it.
Okay, let's battle then.
Let's
Y'all,
do it.
You bitches want to battle? Let's battle. But it is sad seeing like a family battle.
It is.
Like that sucks.
Speaking of family battles, Addison Rae, ma'am.
And Monty and Sherry. The investigation continues.
It does. It keeps going.
Didn't even think it could keep going and it keeps on going.
I didn't expect to see what we saw at the VMAs.
Laura?
Ma'am?
I saw like a little clip and I was like, there's no way. I literally downloaded the Getty Images app just to look up Sherry Nicole's name to see if she was actually at the VMAs because they upload them so quickly on there. And she had photos everywhere with Young Gravy. And I said,
y'all.
It's Sherry.
Y'all. This
Sherry's at the VMAs getting, with Young Gravy.
Young Gravy is a rapper, if you will. And I think he's in his 20s.
Yeah, he's like, he's younger for sure.
He's younger. And Sherry went to the VMAs with him as his date. Mm-hmm. They were like kissing and making out all night on camera, off
the
camera.
The fucking video, dude. And like with someone's talking in their background.
Wait, what was that?
What was that? James, what was that?
They're just there kissing. I mean, listen, Addison has finally spoken out about the whole debacle and said that she is separating herself from both of her parents and she finds them both to be embarrassing. An embarrassment.
I would also be embarrassed if this was my parents.
I would feel
too,
the exact same
lie.
Way. I would feel the exact same way.
I have a special
way.
Place in my heart for Sherry because I do love her personally. I just think she's great. But I can understand like being Addison being like, dude, what the fuck are y'all doing? I also don't think in a world though, there's a world where Sherry wasn't like telling Addison like, hey, I'm going to go with Young Gravy to the VMAs.
Yeah, I think Addison definitely knew.
But the thing is, was Addison cool with that?
We don't know.
Or was she like, what the fuck?
Yeah. We don't know.
Like, why would you go? Because Addison went to the VMAs too.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any photos of them together.
Uh-uh.
Nothing. They were not together at all.
No, definitely not.
So I'm very intrigued with that situation because do you think, like, if you were Addison, would you be embarrassed on both sides?
Yes.
Me too.
If I were Addison, I would disown my dad.
100%.
And I would be upset with the publicity stunt from my mom.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel too. I would definitely disown the father. Like, you are not going to get my jet money, quote unquote, anymore.
You're done.
You're done. And with the mom, I'd be a little miffed.
I would be upset with because of the publicity stunt on the red carpet. Because that's what that was. I mean, yes, she may really like Young Gravy. And yes, they may really be dating in real life. But just the show that went on the carpet was definitely a big F you to Monty that he deserved. That he deserved.
Oh, rightfully so.
You know, I'm like not saying he didn't deserve it, but it just is what it is. Is a publicity stunt the worst thing a person can do? No.
Totally.
No, I mean, like, she did what she needed to do.
She wanted to do what she wanted. The thing is, I also, like, and I think it's hard because I feel for Sherry as well in a way where it's like, I feel like she just wants to, like, be happy and live and have fun. And
I think so, too.
You know, after such a horrible situation that she had with Monty, she wants to just, like, have fun and, like, look at this, like, young rapper who is attractive and, like, thinks that she's attractive. Like, that attention is so nice and, like, all those things. I think I feel for her in that way. But it does suck when it's, like, all the stuff that you have, Sherry and Monty, is from Addison.
Yeah.
So, in a way, it's almost like you guys are just constantly taking from her.
It's true. It's true.
You know what I mean?
And what if Sherry showed up to the VMAs by Addison's side instead of...
Totally different situation.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yes, bitch, you better work. Yeah. Go off. Like, which, I mean... When young, I didn't even know what to think about the Young Gravy thing with her. I was like,
I'm going to be honest. So at first I was like, yes, bitch.
Me too.
I was like, yes, bitch.
You better work.
And you know what? If they're together, I'm really happy for them because I think they're cute. Like, it's cute.
It's cute.
It's like guys can date these young girls and we don't bat an eye at it. But the second a woman does it, oh my God.
It's crazy.
We all got to, you know, freak the fuck out. And it's just insane. It's ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that standard. So I'm happy for her. I just feel bad for Addison. In the mix.
Same. That's exactly what I feel. I just feel bad for Addison. Like, I love Sherry and I'm happy for her, but I feel bad for Addison.
And I think Sherry is a really sweet soul.
I do too. I don't think that she means any harm.
I don't think she means any harm
either.
I
really don't. I don't get that vibe from her.
I don't think she means any harm.
Now, can I say that about Monty?
Wait, what did Monty, what was his response again after?
Yo, it was like a photo of him shirtless, like in the mirror being like, thank you for having my leftovers.
Where's your shirt? Where's your shirt?
He's eating it. It's in his stomach. He's not
He called
mentally in my mind.
His mother of his three children, an ex-wife of just a couple months ago, like he didn't know her, his leftovers. He called her leftovers.
Thanks for taking the leftovers.
Which goes to show you the amount of respect Monty has for women and a woman that birthed three of his children. Over her having a date to the VMAs that wasn't his lame ass. Leftovers.
I almost like feel like I can't even like say anything about Monty because like I just truly personally cannot stand that man, like genuinely. And I feel like if I keep talking about it, I'm just gonna like fucking just bury him alive. But like it's just I can't imagine calling the wife or like the mother of my children leftovers publicly. When the only reason I even have a public visibility at all is from my daughter.
Yeah.
That's what shocks me. I'm like, what do your kids think of this? Like, yeah. Genuinely, like, what do your kids think of you acting this? And now he has an OnlyFans?
That's right. Now he has an OnlyFans. I mean, it seems like he's like doing anything to get attention.
And money. He just wants attention and he just wants money. And I think that he wants people to subscribe to his OnlyFans probably because he's like, oh, look at me now. Like, I've been working out and I look better. And he likes that attention.
He likes that attention.
For sure. Because like, obviously there's nothing wrong with starting OnlyFans, but it's like just crazy for him to be doing this in the midst of all of this, being like, oh, well, yeah, I want to get everyone's attention and all their coin.
Yeah. So not into it. Not what I'm about.
Okay. When you said not into it, that's literally, there's a Courtney clip. I think I heard something like, yes, not into TikTok, it.
Not into it.
Yes.
So we're not into it.
We don't like it. Next. And we don't like it.
Okay. Next up on our agenda, Blac Chyna allegedly made $240 million on OnlyFans in 2021. I don't know why for a second I thought she may be low on funds, but I stand corrected.
I stand absolutely Blac wrong.
Blac Chyna is wealthy.
So how do you know if like, that's real or not, though? Could she just say how much she made? Like, just like, I can just say whatever I want?
I know,
or is there proof?
Well, I know like Corinna... She showed her account on David Dobrik's TikTok and scrolled through how much money she was making.
And she was balling.
Yeah. So, which the thing is, whether she made $240 million or not, she is a big name. Mm-hmm. And if she is posting on there, I'm going to assume Blac Chyna is making millions. I don't know if it's $240 million. That's alleged. Mm-hmm. And there is no hard proof of that. But I would assume if Blac Chyna, because she already has like an audience.
Yeah, totally.
If she's posting on there, I think she's making millions.
It's like Bad Baby making what, $55 million?
That's
a year?
What I'm saying. That's why, like, I'm like, I don't know, $240 million, but I think she's made millions.
I do too.
For sure.
If someone said, Manny, if you join OnlyFans and you will earn $240 million.
Ooh, not
for a year.
What about $50 million?
I would do it for 52.
Yeah.
Listen, if you guys guarantee me getting $50 million in 1 year, I'm showing booty hole.
It's not the way we want to go out.
We don't.
But it's the way we will
go. But I will. We will do what we have to do to take us out.
Because anyone that doesn't want to speak to me anymore because of it, I probably won't even care.
And that's fuck you money.
That is.
At $50 million, that's fuck you money. And they don't give a fuck about anything
else.
What
do you think about it?
Okay, and?
Yeah.
And, like, I can, like, pay off all my parents, everything, my brothers, everything. Like, I can help
literally
so much with that much money and change people's lives. So I'm like, okay, I will show my booty hole and my dick.
And then you're going to end up in a Britney Spears situation where you're at the bank and you're sending out voice notes publicly for people to respect you. Do you see how this happens?
We'll keep the podcast going. We'll keep the podcast going while with OnlyFans as well.
To advertise it. The OnlyFans.
Yes, we'll keep the podcast going. Full coverage will stay.
My God.
Even if anything else falls to the wayside, full coverage will be
here
forever.
Y'all, this is wild. This just got wild.
50 million?
50 million?
Tax free?
Oh, you didn't say tax free now.
Tax free.
Okay, we have two more little things. Crazy story. So Bed Bath & Beyond isn't doing very well. And like the head
Which
of
Which makes me sad.
It does make me sad because everybody loves the little 20% off discount at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh my God. Why did I think for a second Bath & Body Works?
No, Bed Bath & Beyond.
But I always thought of them as the same thing.
You mingle
them. Yeah. It would, like, they would get confusing.
Well, the
name's
super similar.
Yeah.
Anyways, the head of the finance department, the stocks dropped. They had to do a bunch of layoffs for the company. Mm-hmm. And obviously the person over finances is going to like have to deal with that. I would be at the front line of that. Mm-hmm. Killed
but
him.
To blame.
He unalived himself, I should say. To blame, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know really how all that works with big corporations and conglomerates. But he did unalive himself. And I believed he jumped. Yeah.
It's devastating.
And it's a crazy video because as Ty had sent it to me, it's like them putting a black body bag in the back of an ambulance and it said who it was and why. And I was just like, are you kidding me?
That's so sad. And like, it's
I'm like, how bad are the layoffs? Like, how bad are the stocks? Totally. Like, are we closing all the stores? Is everyone right. like what happened? I also watch the TV show The Staircase on HBO.
Yep.
So that happened to her right before she died.
Got it.
Her company.
Everything went
she
under.
Was a multimillionaire, by the way.
Got it.
She was really wealthy. Mm-hmm. She was super high up at the company. And everything went away. And she said, you know, right before the incident happened, she's like sitting there and she's like devastated. And she's like, my entire, everything I worked for is gone. My entire retirement, I have zero. I have nothing to show for because I guess her retirement was stocks in the company and it dipped down to like zero. Mm-hmm. So she overnight, like in 24 hours, she was going to lose her house, like everything like that. So I'm wondering if it's like that category of financial failure. For them and for him and for everybody at the company. And that's what caused him to do it. Because that gave me some gravity of how that works at big corporations. And totally. I told Ty, I was like, that's so dangerous.
But he's like not to blame, like only. That's totally why it's like, what?
No way. No one man is responsible for all this. But that's why I told Ty, I was like, dang. I was like, why would you do that over this? Like you can figure it out, you know? But it's like, you never know.
Is so daunting.
You never know.
And, you know, maybe he had issues before. Maybe he had his own issues before. Maybe
this was, like, the cherry on top, you know?
It broke the camel's back.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
Which is so, so devastating and so sad. But, like, it's wild.
I was shocked, and I didn't even... I was just like, oh, my God.
No, you told me that. I was like...
What the heck?
What? That's horrible. So, wishing his family love and...
Jeez.
This light in this dark time.
And the employees for Bed Bath Honestly, and Beyond and the layoffs. Horrible.
Horrible. The whole thing situation really sucks.
Okay, and then we have one more small topic, which y'all stop riding the carnival rides. You're done. All of us, we're done. Carnival rides, I've been done forever, though.
Yeah. So there was this video that was posted, and it was a carnival ride where it's like the one that's like kind of goes around, looks like a spaceship that goes all the way into the sky.
It goes up really high.
It does like a little twirl, and it goes down slowly, like a little twirling around, that whole kind of situation. They get to the top of it.
It's like a saucer.
It's like a saucer. Something like clicks. The whole thing plummets to the earth.
And just smashes. And you just see bodies and flying up, off the
dust,
ride.
Like,
and like people screaming, of course. But it's crazy. You just see this ride just drop out of the sky, smash to the ground.
I've never seen anything like it
before. You literally see bodies. And they were strapped in with the big straps.
And their little legs like this.
And you could still see their bodies flying off the ride.
It was, I've never seen anything like that.
I've never seen anything like that.
In my visions, I've always thought that that could happen at a carnival ride.
Do you know there's this, I know Six Flags is different because they have like a code of standard and the rides have to be checked.
Yeah.
The rides are not packed up. They're not traveled. They're not moving around. Mm-hmm. Like it, and the rides are there for years. And you know, Six Flags ain't trying to lose all their coin and get sued.
Of course.
So they have like a standard. So it's a little safer. But you know the claw ride there that swings and it spins. And I get on it every time because it's my favorite ride. Yeah. And it goes like this, and it's a claw.
Yes, yes.
And it just swings you. My biggest fear is that motherfucker's going to come loose, and I'm going to go.
And just swing off.
And that's going to be the end of everybody on that ride. That's always my fear because of how big the ride is, how heavy it is, and the way it just swings back and forth so aggressively and so fast. Like, I'm like... What if some Final Destination? That was Final Destination.
That's the first thing I thought when I was like, this is giving Final Destination.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I already don't trust rides that are packed up and moved. You'll never catch me in like a fair ride or a carnival ride that's not like bolted. Like, I mean, obviously, yes, it's like bolted down, but like, it's not like a ride that's meant to permanently stay there, right? Whereas like those rides I trust more because I'm like, I feel like it's built differently.
I feel like at the carnival, there's no like code of check-ins
because they're there
for like 8 days.
Who's checking shit?
You know?
Like dead ass. I'm like, where's like the code of conduct?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, obviously there could be, but I have no idea.
Uh-uh.
And like for that to happen, it literally like, when I saw it, it gave me the like,
heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, it just gave me like this immense anxiety of thinking about going on like rides.
It made me never want to go on a ride again. It's
literally same. And as I get older, I get more scared of things.
Well, I've always teeter-tottered with the thought of skydiving. And like, I think once I turned 30, I was like, oh, I will never skydive. Like I will, my life is not worth skydiving because
absolutely.
Of the amount of people.
They're relying
on you. Another girl just passed away because her parachute didn't deploy enough.
Couldn't agree more. Like the older I get, the less likely I am to do like really intense things that I would have done before.
I value my life
more.
Than the adrenaline rush you get. My life is worth more than that. And the amount of times I hear like that going bad, I'm just like.
That's what the you always hear about the bad situations. You don't hear about all the amazing good ones that are always mm-hmm. happening all the time. Because there's like, I'm sure like 100 million amazing ones for every like 10 bad ones.
I'm going to be that 10th one. I just can feel it, you know? Mm-hmm. And that concludes this episode of Full Coverage.
And that's it for this episode. We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we love you guys so much. And don't forget to rate, subscribe, listen, comment. We love reading you guys' comments. You guys are so hilarious.
And I
love
the full fam. Next week, we're going to have a special guest on. So come back next week and we will.
Special guests.
Oh, with an S.
Oh.
Special guests. And we'll see you then.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.